Random House Audio presents Swim Back to Me by Ann Packer. Read for you by Fred Sanders, Cassandra Campbell, Rebecca Lohman, Kata Mazur, Mark Deakins, and Kirsten Potter.
Walk for Mankind. September 1972. It was the first week of eighth grade, and I sat alone near the back of the school bus, a short, scrawny, honor roll boy with small hands and big ears. The route home meandered through Los Altos Hills, with its large houses sitting in the shadows of old oak trees and dense groves of eucalyptus. Finally, we came down out of the hills and arrived in Stanford, where the last 20 or so of us lived, in houses built close together on land the university leased to its faculty. A couple of stops before mine, a clump of kids rose and moved up the aisle, and that's when I saw her, a new girl, sitting up near the front. To my surprise, she shouldered her backpack at my stop. I waited until she was off the bus and then made my way up the aisle, keeping my eyes away from Bruce Cavanaugh and Tony Halpern, who'd been my friends back in elementary school. Down on the bright sidewalk, she was headed in the direction I had to go, and I followed after her, walking slowly so I wouldn't overtake her. She was small-boned like me, with thick red hair spilling halfway down her back and covering part of her backpack, which was decorated with at least a dozen McGovern buttons, rather than the usual one or two. There was even a Nixon button with a giant red X drawn over his ugly face. She stopped suddenly and turned, and I got my first glimpse of her face, pale and peppered with freckles.